Hey, what's good, everybody? Welcome to the audio version of the Almost Monday Report, powered by Crystal Pump. Use code MONDAY10 for 10% off. So, yeah, we're back on the audio episodes, because I've been trying to get the newsletter done, you know, not the morning before, like Sunday morning, Saturday night. I'm recording this on a wonderful Saturday afternoon. Let's just pop right into it. So, at a glance, right, entertainment, we got Lee Priest defends Sam Sulek against the PED feedback, Cali Muscle's new bit, starving, and in sports, we have the Korean Baki qualifies for the Olympia stage, and Chris Bumstead stem cell operation. And in business, we have Cristiano Ronaldo sued over crypto losses, and Joshua Shaw, G Fuel, invites the suits following a couple of pretty significant investments from, into G Fuel. And the return of the tinfoil hat section. This is great. France banned smoking. It's never been more over. And the UN is set to publish new meat consumption guidelines. Let's get into it. So, in entertainment, first we have Lee Priest defends Sam Sulek. Sam Sulek became a topic of discussion on a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, which prompted YouTube creator John Bravo to make a commentary video questioning why Sam Sulek gets a pass when it comes to PED use when other fitness influencers in the space face much harsher criticism.
It's kind of that Sam Sulek does that too. You know who that kid is?
Who's Sam Sulek?
Oh, dude, Jamie, you gotta look him up. He's like 21, just a fucking freak. But he wears all this big shit and will do the hardest squats, like so much weight, deep, just freak. But then when he takes his shit off, I can't remember what they call it, like when you're all covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you never let
the reveal.
Yeah, then you never let anybody really see what a freak you are. Yeah.
Sam Sulek.
Yeah, you got to look at him.
Sulek, S-U-L-E-K.
Oh,
look
Jesus.
At this kid, dude.
Jesus Christ.
He is like young 20s.
Oh, I have heard about him because he used to be a lot smaller and then got saucy.
He used to be a diver.
Whoa.
Yeah, like into a pool type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet he makes a hell of a fucking splash.
But he trains freaking hard.
So he's doing like all kinds of
crazy.
Yeah,
let's watch this one.
Crazy
a little
lifts.
Bit of a mental battle before this set of squats. I think it's worth discussing.
Bro, you can hear the steroids in his voice.
A few minutes.
It's like he's gargling at steroids.
5 plates on there.
I didn't.
The guy's jacked.
I know.
All right, so that was the Joe Rogan clip, and now I'm going to move on to a snippet from John Bravo's video covering that.
Sam's fans even attacked him. So no matter who you are, if you ever mention Sam, they're coming for you. But I feel like this topic that I'm going to talk about now is very, very important. I was at the gym the other night, and there is these skinny hair kids. And I'm not even going to make fun of them. I'm not going to say nothing. I just learned to accept that their haircut is a part of society now. But I overheard their conversation. One of the kids, that he goes, I want to get as big as Sam, I'm going to take a bunch of shit because I want to get as big as him and I want to blow up on the internet. And a light bulb went off in my head. I'm thinking, why does Sam Sulek get a pass? And when I say that, I mean, Sam has never, ever once mentioned the topic of steroid use anywhere in comments, on message boards, on posts, on videos. He's never talked about it at all. And why does he get a pass? But everyone else in the fitness industry, if they did those things, they get crucified for it, as we all know already. Is it because his fans love him so much that they let him get away with it? But by never mentioning it at all, what does that make him? So there's two sides to this. The first one is I understand why Sam doesn't want to talk about, and I know his intentions are good, because like I said, I like Sam, and I feel like he's smart, and I know he has good intentions with doing the things he does. However, if you think about it, right, there's kids who have no idea what Sam's doing, right, and they're going to go take everything under the sun in order to look like him, like those kids were saying, right? And then there's other kids who sees he never talks about it and think he's actually natural. But for the kids that think he is taking something, and most of us who are not naive, we know he's taking stuff, right? For those kids, isn't it dangerous by not saying something at all?
In response to John Bravo's video, Priest took to Instagram to push back against his takes and question if Sam Sulek does get a pass on PED use.
Now, I haven't really watched the video of Johnny Bravo's because Johnny Bravo's videos are normally fucking boring as shit and he just rambles on. But I saw the heading, why does Sam get a pass on his steroid use? Does he? Because he doesn't talk about it? I was always opened and talked about my usage from day one. And guess what? You get called a liar. So it doesn't matter if you tell people exactly what you use, how much you take. No one's going to believe you. So Johnny Bravo, or anybody else, what's it fucking matter? He trains hard. He enjoys it. He eats food. He eats good food. He eats bad food. And you all complain about that. How about you just mind your own fucking business? Why do you get a pass? Because your family had money? Because you fucking done fucking hair transplants or you fucking God knows what? You fucking grown men a lot of use and you're worrying about what a young kid's doing. Why does he get a pass? Why does he need to say what he's taking? It doesn't matter because whatever he says, no one's going to believe him. If he said he used a small amount or a large amount, if he gave you the exact cycle, what? Are people going to follow the exact cycle and look like Sam? No. Are you that hard up for fucking content that that's all the shit you can come up with? Seriously. So many people need a fucking life. So it's not like he gets a pass. Maybe you said something good on your video. I couldn't care less. But just reading some of the comments, you're all fucking pathetic. Unfucking believable. If he takes a little bit, like I said, if he takes a lot, if he takes a moderate amount, who really gives a shit? You've used it. And you might say, oh yeah, but I look good for my age. So what? Right now I take 250, 1 mil, I sauce 250. Fuck, I had a shot first time in 3 weeks. People are going to go, oh, Lee, you're lying. No, I'm not. I've always been honest, but there is your point. You can be honest about what you do and what you take, and no one's going to believe you. So why does Sam get a pass? Who says he does? Why don't you do a video on why do you and other people talk about Sam so much? Maybe if you and all the other people just focused on your own fucking lives, you might really have a fucking life because it just seems without other people, you don't fucking have one. So fucking pathetic. Unfucking believable. Fuck me dead. It's just, you sometimes look at people in this world and you think, why are some of you here?
Just quick, my perspective. I don't think Sam has really been shielded from criticism regarding PEDs or his diet. It might kind of like seem like he's taking a break because he just doesn't talk about it, which, solid strategy, Sam. But, you know, I don't think he's shielded from the criticism because, like, look at anything on Greg Doucette's page. He's just talking shit about his PED use and his diet. That is just what Greg does, and that's fine. On to Cali Muscle's new bit, starving. Don't know if anyone's checked in on our boy lately, but I think he's unwell. Cali Muscle is doing 11-day fasts and breaking those fasts with breast milk. Based, sure, but far away from the Cali that we watched a long time ago. But, you know, Cali's been on the YouTube grind for a while now, since 2008, which is an insane amount of time to be doing YouTube, especially with the majority of that being full-time. And I looked back at some of his old stuff that I remember watching. I found this classic collab with the Absolute Boys, the Hodge Twins. I remember making this exact Pepsi instant coffee combo with my buddy back in the day. It was fantastic, had us buzzing. Also in the newsletter, there's a Hyphy Burrito video that I linked in there, which is just absurd. It's like Slim Jims and ramen, like dry ramen noodles. It's just like a prison burrito. Moving on to the sports section. Korean Baki qualifies for the Olympia. Ji-hoon Bang, known as Korean Baki, won the 2023 Korea Pro Bodybuilding Show. This is via Bar Bend, during the weekend of November 11th through 12th, qualifying him for the Olympia stage. I completely missed this story. I had no clue any of this happened. So this came across my radar this week from New School Aesthetics on Instagram with a side-by-side of himself and Chris Bumstead. And while the post was met with some hostility from fans for even comparing the two, I don't think it's an outrageous comparison. Like, the dude looks pretty fucking set already, and even just as an amateur, and obviously now he's a pro. But, like, both athletes have similar frames and conditioning according to the photos, but only time will tell if G can go point for point with Chris at the Olympia. And speaking of Chris Bumstead, he's been having these stem cell operations again. So coming off of his fifth Olympia victory, Chris Bumstead has put his body through a lot over his career. Earlier this year, Chris kept his audience updated on his torn bicep recovery after the 22 Olympia, which he used peptides PPC-157, TB-500, and stem cell injections to aid recovery. And currently, Chris is under the care of Dr. Adil Khan, who is a regenerative medicine specialist who is administering his current stem cell treatment for his kidneys. And there's a quote from Dr. Khan. For Chris, it's not like he has any chronic kidney disease. He's not even really close to that, but he wants to prevent it from getting from his mild dysfunction getting worse. And instead of just saying, let's watch and wait and see if it gets worse, this is a preventative thing, and it's a relatively simple procedure, and it's also a one-time thing that can have a huge impact on reversing the mild damage and getting back to normal function. And that is from our boy Greg Petuto, Generation Iron. And on to the business section. Ronaldo sued over crypto losses. Cristiano Ronaldo joins other top athletes and organizations involved in lawsuits over promoting various cryptocurrency exchanges. So specifically, Ronaldo is being sued for promoting Binance, a cryptocurrency exchange that is under investigation slash pending settlement over money laundering charges. Binance is being sued for illicit activities after failing to report over 100,000 suspicious transactions that the U.S. describes as terrorist groups, including Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. That is from Reuters. I personally think crypto has always been a racket, but I don't feel bad for these dudes suing motherfucking Ronaldo. Like, if they're suing one of the biggest sports stars in the world, and it's only these three dudes in the class action, they're probably still loaded. They had that money to lose. Like, I've lost plenty of money gambling with trading, but I never blamed anybody else for it. And, you know, if that was the case, and you overleveraged yourself in crypto specifically because, oh, well, Ronaldo's in, I hope, you know, you deserve to lose that money, all three of you guys. Moving on to other investments, Joshua Shaw, CPG guy. G Fuel invites the suits, title of his latest YouTube video. Consumer packaged goods, CPG, veteran Joshua Shaw reports on G Fuel's new investment from private equity firms Kingswood Capital and First Bev. And in addition to that, Brian Crowley, who previously worked with Casa Azul Spirits and Soylent, not sure I feel about that, will now take over as G Fuel CEO. Joshua lets us in on the background of Gamma Labs, which includes its shift into the gamer market, because it didn't always start that way, which was interesting. I thought G Fuel was literally just gamer fuel, but they started out just like a normal energy supplement company at first. And then I think one of the, he mentions in the video, like one of their designers, or somebody in their company was like a pro Halo gamer, and G Fuel just became a gaming brand. But in addition to that, he also shares, like, he looks back at his previous G Fuel predictions and what could be next for G Fuel after these huge investments. And back to the tinfoil hat section. It's been a second. I'm really proud of the header I had for this one, the You Will Not Smoke Cigarettes and Meat Is Only for the Pores. France bans smoking. It's over. Truly, the West has fallen. If you can't smoke in France, can anyone really smoke anywhere? France is set to ban smoking on all beaches, public parks, forests, and other public areas as part of a national anti-tobacco plan presented by the health minister on Tuesday. Tobacco products cause 75,000 avoidable deaths a year in France, the Minister of Health and Prevention, Aurelien Rousseau, said on BFM television. The government will introduce legislation at the start of next year to enlarge the scope of places where fines can be levied for smoking. Not that I would ever set foot in France, but I don't want to live in a world where I can't smoke a Marlboro Red outside. This is literally 1984. And on to the big one for today, where I spent most of my time this week. The UN is set to drop new meat consumption guidelines. Yes, they are at it again. The lizard people are making more suggestions, some stronger than others, to limit meat consumption, particularly in North America. But this time, they actually want to increase meat consumption in other areas. It's very strange. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization will release its Global Food Systems Roadmap during the COP28 summit in December, with the stated goal of lowering projected global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius. I originally got this story from Valuetainment, but as I learned the hard way with that site, I have to go a few sources back just to double check, especially once I see it is being reported without saying who's doing the reporting, and they just put that in their fucking article. I fully trust the integrity of the founder, PBD, great guy, and you know the PBD podcast team, but the individual writers on VT cannot borrow that credibility. I've been burned too many times by that. So I went back to a Bloomberg article, which was written in a relatively neutral tone. So I go over the whole article in the latest episode of the Rafi's Desk podcast, which is also which is where these audio versions go, so it'll probably be next. Because there are definitely some fucky things going on, and there are things we have to watch out for, but it's not as doom and gloom as the headlines make it out to be yet. You'll see why I say yet if you listen to the episode. The full episode is available on YouTube and Spotify. Feedback can be submitted via YouTube comments or Spotify Q&A. And closing out here, the final section, Rafi's Desk. Just trying to keep on that podcast grind. I like doing the shorter 1 to 2 topic ones. Hopefully we'll do the Extendo episode every once in a while. Something I noticed last week was a couple of companies extending their Cyber Monday sales into Wednesday. And at the time when I wrote this email, I need to edit it. It was Wednesday. But there was one company, there were a couple that extended it into Friday, even today. And granted, like the one that extended into today was I don't know how they're doing. They're probably on the verge of bankruptcy, so it makes sense. But I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, not to mention the tsunami of emails I kept getting, again, on a Wednesday and a Friday. Like, there was one company that if I went back and counted, it's got to take a good section of my first page of my entire fucking inbox. It's annoying. Like, I didn't buy it the first time. I'm not doing it again. I didn't even do like the sale this year. The merch for my stuff is still kind of like on the back burner because I'm trying to get better materials, better designs, but kind of getting some money around for that first. To actually get like the good shit, like the great shit. Because like the sources I'm using now are good, but it's not like the like this shirt. I got it free from the Arnold. It's like a strength coach shirt. If any of you guys went, you might have this one. Super nice, heavy, like heavyweight one. And I found the manufacturer the manufacturer for it, Los Angeles Apparel, and trying to get into that, but I thought I have like a vendor's relationship, so I'm still getting into that, but we'll see what's up there. Where was I? So I'm assuming some sales just didn't go well, given the economic conditions. That's probably why I got bombarded with emails. But who knows, you know. Oh, man. Voice cracks. Jesus. And I'm assuming some sales just didn't go well, given some economic conditions. But, you know, who knows. Just thought that was interesting. And speaking of economic conditions, I've got a great recession recipe for lifter soup. You just need 4 eggs, ground beef, green beans, ramen noodles, and the ramen flavor that came packed with it. I haven't finished this part of the email yet. But no, pretty much, you boil the water, not a lot of it, right? Throw like 3 or 4 eggs in there, let those cook for a little bit, then noodles, flavor packet, ground beef, already cooked ground beef, by the way, just so it's like a guarantee that it's actually cooked all the way through. Stir it up. Take some frozen green beans, put it on top afterwards, and the lifter soup. Don't know what the macros are, and it's probably entirely too much sodium because I put, you know, salt on the beef and the ramen flavor packet, but it's pretty good. I've had headaches for a little bit, but, you know, it's probably nothing big. I haven't mentioned the Absolute Boys. Crystal Pump. Yeah, I did initially. But, yeah, oh, yeah, no, so by the way, it's fully stocked now. All flavors, all flavors, the pre-workout, the sleep stuff. I think they still have some of their Crypt collab. But yeah, now the Monday Iron community has showed out some with some referral orders. So I really appreciate that. That helps me out and helps out Steve and the boys down there. And aside from the stacked ingredients on there, I've mentioned this before. It is literally coming out of Gainesville, Florida. Not making that up. Take that as you will. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. If you're listening on this and you're not subbed to the email, you should be. Please. I'm trying to juice these numbers up. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, and hope you have a great week. See you next time.